We are thankful to be here this morning, thankful that God has allowed us this time. Just wanted to share a verse of Scripture with you before I leave the pulpit and turn it over to Brother Victor, who's going to bring our message this morning. This is in Titus chapter 2. This is starting in verse 11. It says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ." And it says, "Who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee." Now, this was instruction, obviously, to the preacher, Titus. We have a habit of referring to both Timothy and Titus as young preachers, as Paul writes to him. My understanding is Timothy was probably close to 40 years old when Paul wrote to him, so he wasn't quite the young preacher that some of us, I think, imagine. But when I read Titus, I see a completely different relationship. Obviously, the relationship between Timothy and Paul was one of father and son. Paul refers to him as my son in the ministry. When I see Paul write to Titus, I see Paul writing to a fellow laborer. He doesn't refer to him with the same quite the same form of fatherly affection one might have expected. I mean, not that he doesn't love Titus. Obviously he does. But there's almost like a mutual admiration and respect that Paul has for Titus. Titus is a courageous man. Paul sent Titus on some pretty amazing assignments from time to time, right? He took Titus with him when he went back to Jerusalem to face them down over whether or not Gentiles needed to be circumcised, right? Remember that? They had that argument, that debate going on. Some Jews felt like the Gentiles that were coming into the faith needed to be circumcised like the Jews. He took Titus with him when Paul went back to Jerusalem to attend that council meeting. Why? Because Titus was an example of a Gentile preacher who had obviously been touched by the hand and grace of God, who had never been circumcised. So Titus went back with Paul as an example to them. He had to stand there as Paul talked about, "Look, here's one. Why do you think he needs to be circumcised?" Paul sent Titus to Corinth with those letters that chastised the church at Corinth. And Titus left Paul in Crete. You can see that at the beginning of this book. To do two things. Do you remember what he told him to do? Set all things in order and ordain elders in every city. There was problems in Crete, and he left Titus there to fix those problems. So Paul knew Titus and knew that he was a courageous and faithful man. And in his writings to Titus, he makes two references, and this is one of them, to the message of the gospel. And he says to him, he says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." And part of that grace not only teaches us that we've been delivered eternally, we've been delivered from our sin, that grace also teaches us some other things. And what it says here is it teaches us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, seriously. We should live soberly, in control of ourselves, righteously with God, and godly in this present world, looking with a particular viewpoint in mind. He says, looking for that blessed hope. What is our hope? He says, in the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Christ is our only hope. He says, who, speaking of who that Jesus is, he says, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people. That word's a peculiar word, by the way. It's an odd word. We don't use it much anymore. Matter of fact, we certainly don't use it in a positive way most of the time. Where I grew up, it was used a bit. People would say, well, that guy, he's kind of peculiar. Well, that wasn't meant in a good way. But it's meant in a good way here. This is a peculiar people, a different people, a people that have been set apart from the rest of the world, a people that have been anointed, not by oil the way they did in the Old Testament, but been anointed by the very Spirit of God Himself, a people that have been made different, not because they're better than other people, not because they've been able to live in a more sinless way, but because God has placed His own Spirit upon them. They're different because of not who they are on the outside, but because of who they are on the inside, because of what lives in them and abides in them. He says, a peculiar people, zealous of good works. I hope that we fit that description today, that we are zealous, we are excited, we are passionate about doing the right thing and doing good things. He says, these things speak and exhort. This is what he tells Titus the preacher. These things speak and exhort and rebuke. And he tells him to do it with all authority. You know, the preacher that preaches to a church has to do it with some level of authority. Not that they are lords over the kingdom, but with the authority that comes from the fact that this is the Word of God. And it is here to command us and teach us and guide us in all things.